Live Free or Die with our special guest, Sean Hannity, today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, get your phone calls in now, because if you've got questions for Sean Hannity, you know, usually he is hosting the broadcast. He is a guest today on Jay Sekulow Live to talk about his new book, Live Free or Die. It releases in 2 weeks, August 4th, but I encourage you, as I already have, to pre-order the book. You can do that at SeanHannityBook.com. But if you've got questions for Sean Hannity about why he wrote Live Free or Die and what you'll learn about in the book, you got to get those calls in right now, 1-800-684-3110, so that we have time to get those questions up and to Sean on the air. Again, 1-800-684-3110, because Sean is joining us in literally just the next segment of the broadcast. So I'm looking at the clock. In about 7 minutes, Sean Hannity will be with us. So if you've got calls for him and questions for him, call now at 1-800-684-3110. The book is Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. It's from Threshold Editions of Simon and Schuster. But you can go to SeanHannityBook.com and learn more about the book. And of course, you know, we do this for Sean. We don't promote a lot of books on the air. Of course, we talk about our own books. But Sean has always been great when we have a book out. So whether it's been my dad's book or my book, The Next Red Wave, Sean is actually, his quote is on the cover of the book of The Next Red Wave. So we obviously want to give him the time to talk to our audience as well about his brand new book, Live Free or Die. I also wanted to update you, and we're going to get into this further in the broadcast after we talk to Sean. We have now been contacted by over 1,000 individual parents about their children and the school situation in need of potential representation by the American Center for Law and Justice. Over 1,000, folks. This has literally happened between an interview I did 8 days ago on Sunday on Fox News with Steve Hilton on The Next Revolution. Then we talked about it for the first time on radio just 4 days ago on Friday. And then I was back on Steve Hilton on Sunday night, this past Sunday. And then we talked about it, of course, yesterday. We went from about 350, 375 to as of Friday morning to now, as I'm talking to you on Tuesday morning, over 1,000. And we're talking cases that range from schools being completely shut down, parents, schools that are only going to operate 2 days a week and don't have a plan for the other 3 days, school lunch program issues, special needs students, transportation issues, virtual learning, charter schools being shut down, even their virtual learning being shut down by state governors or local county officials, depending on how the state works. So we have literally got over 1,000 parents who have contacted us with those K-12 public school or some schools, it's pre-K-12 students in need of potential legal assistance. If you are one of those folks, remember, go to aclj.org/help. That's aclj.org/help. And remember, it's because you are doing this because you are a parent of a child who's in a K-12 public school, or you are the legal guardian of a child, and you are going to be facing, or the child is going to be facing, significant hardship because of the plan, or in many cases, lack of plan from your state or your school district on how education is going to work. And by the way, it is a constitutional right under the 14th Amendment to get an education, to get equal education. Equal protection covers public school education. We can do all this. We can, you know, go through over 1,000 people already contacting us because of your support to the ACLJ. Donate online right now. It's how we bring you this broadcast to double the impact your donation, aclj.org. Sean Hannity live with us next.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We have a very special guest who has a very special book out August 4th, Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. I can't think of a better time for a book like this. And I know Sean Hannity takes his time on these books, is not someone who puts out a book, you know, every 6 months. And he is joining us live on Jay Sekulow Live. Sean, it's great to have you on as a guest.
You know, I'd like this role reversal. I think it's really great. Jordan, I loved your book, and you were great many times now on radio and TV with us. You've been phenomenal. You know what I think of your dad. I love your dad. And, you know, it's funny. You're right. I don't write a book. I don't like writing. You're the lawyer. Your dad's the lawyer. It takes too much work. I have not done a book in 10 years now. I actually put in Latin. Believe it or not, I spent 4 years in a high school seminary studying theology and Latin, et cetera. And I didn't do that well in it, I'm not going to lie. But it says in Latin, live free or America dies. And, yeah, I think this is the greatest tipping point election that we'll ever face in any one lifetime. And the issues are real and significant. And if we don't make the right choice, if in fact... Right. Look, let's put it this way. I think the last week and a half, Jordan, this race has changed dramatically.
Yeah.
You've got Joe Biden. Usually candidates, Republicans, Democrats, they'll run to their base in a primary and try and move to the center in a general election. But Joe Biden has done just the opposite. What he has now done and said, and the people now that he has surrounded himself with, has now cemented in this whole idea, he's the most radical and extreme presidential candidate that I can think of in a century. And, you know, look at, for example, Joe Biden. You know, last week it was, oh, the police have now become the enemy, and they're supposed to, for the people they're supposed to protect, and yes, I'm going to reallocate resources away from the police. He said all of that, meaning defund. He then brings in Bolshevik Bernie Sanders, unapologetic radical socialist who actually honeymooned in the former Soviet Union, has praised, you know, regimes like Venezuela and Cuba. And not only did he adopt Bernie's economic plan, he actually plagiarized. Joe has this little problem plagiarizing people like Neil Kinnock and Robert Kennedy, and lifted word for word Bernie's socialist agenda. And then it gets worse. Then he took on Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new Green Deal madness. And last week he's pledging not billions, trillions of U.S. dollars and promising something that is mathematically unsustainable, which is everything is going to be free and we're going to tax people to death. And then he brings in Bozo Beto O'Rourke, and he's going to be the gun czar who's talked about gun confiscation. You add Pelosi, Schumer, and Biden together, Jordan Sekulow, you have 125 years of unmitigated failure, broken promises. What has Joe Biden done in the 51 years he's been in that swamp? What, you know, who did criminal justice reform? It wasn't Barack and Joe. Who did police reform? It wasn't Barack and Joe. You know, who set record after record low unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, African American youth unemployment? That wasn't Barack and Joe. That was Donald J. Trump.
Folks, the book is Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. Sean, I just want to make sure people know they can go to SeanHannityBook.com. The book is out August 4th, but you can do what I did and pre-order the book today. Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink, Sean Hannity's first new book in a decade, and it's more timely than ever I can think of any other time. And you go to SeanHannityBook.com. Sean, there's people that have got some questions for you about this specifically.
Like, just go to Hannity.com. It makes it easier, or Amazon.com. Listen, sure, I didn't write this book. My last book, I donated all the money away.
Yeah, so
this is not about the book. This is about saving this country right now. Because we make... Can I just add one thing before we go to the calls?
Yep.
One thing. Ronald Reagan said freedom is but one generation away from extinction.
Yeah.
This is an all-hands-on-deck moment, Jordan Sekulow, right now. And it's higher taxes confiscatory taxes or lower taxes. It is energy independence or it's energy dependence. It is amnesty in the United Sanctuary States of America or it's secure borders and the rule of law. It is capitalism versus socialism. It is peace through strength versus appeasement. It is, all of this is in play, and I know the strong audience you and your dad have built up over these many years. We need, this is a cry and a call. We need your vote in 105 days. We need you educated, and we need you to get out there, especially in the states that are going to matter. And we all know what they are.
So you can go to Hannity.com, Amazon.com to pre-order, SeanHannityBook.com to pre-order. The book is out August 4th. I want to go to Jerry in Rhode Island on line 3. He's got a question for you, Sean. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're talking to Sean Hannity.
Hello, team. Hello, Hannity. Watch the pretty regular.
Hey, Jerry, how are you, my friend?
How did so many of the people in this country, the richest country in the world, how did the people who are leaning towards Biden, how did they get so deceived?
You know, I don't know. I know, you know, the one funny thing, and it's funny in one sense, but it has not been good for the country, is Donald Trump clearly lives in people's minds. And if you look at what have the Democrats done, and I have two chapters in the book. One is the Russia collusion hoax of the century. The other is about the failed attempt at impeachment. What have they done, the Democrats? Have they, you know, they've changed every position they even had from the Obama years. They used to be for a wall until Donald Trump was for a wall. And I think that they've fed a diet from the media mob that just hate Trump every single day. I always say, Jerry, if Donald Trump cured cancer, they wouldn't give him credit for curing cancer. If he gave every American $1 million, they'd say, why didn't he give him $5 million? So, you know, there are a lot of people, there's an appeal psychologically for people that, oh, my health care is going to be free. How did Obamacare work out? My education is going to be free. Okay, how is it working out in blue states and big cities? Not very well. Baltimore is a great case in point. It's the third highest per capita spending on education in the industrialized world. Only 13 public high schools, not one kid is proficient in math. How have we gotten to this point where violence prevails in all of these cities? that have been run by liberal Democrats for decades. We're not protecting our grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads, and now children are dying. A one-year-old child in Brooklyn, a seven-year-old in Chicago, an eight-year-old in Atlanta, a 10 and 11-year-old in Seattle, shot, not killed, or I think that was Chicago. Then, you know, Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr., a 19-year-old young man in the Chaz Autonomous Summer of Love Zone. You know, how did we get here? I don't know. Because every 2 and 4 years, these same Democratic politicians make these same false promises, never deliver, and they get reelected. This has to change. You know, Reagan once said, freedom is but one generation away from extinction. If one simple solution here, and that is reelect Donald Trump and make the media mob and the Democrats choke on the words in 105 days, we can now project Donald J. Trump has been reelected the 45th president of the United States.
We're talking to Sean Hannity live today on the broadcast about his new book, Live Free or Die. It's released August 4th. You can pre-order it now, places like Amazon. You can go to Hannity.com, SeanHannityBook.com. And Sean, I know in the introduction of the your book, you talk about how this is just, you can't overstate the left's intentions and the devastating consequences we will face if Democrats regain control of the presidency in Congress. And I know Drew has a question about that. Drew's calling from Nevada, line one. Drew, you're talking to Sean Hannity.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. My question for you is very simply.
Can I say something? God, you sound like a New Yorker living in Nevada, but go ahead.
Yes, we did. You don't know how much taxes we're saving.
I know. I don't. Good for you. I don't blame you.
Yeah, my property taxes in New York peaked at $18,000 a year for a simple house.
Crazy.
We were so happy to get out. And the state tax we saved is amazing.
Only got a few seconds, Drew. Get your question in.
Okay, God forbid Joe Biden wins. What is this country going to end up looking like?
All right, Sean, we got 30 seconds.
Let's not even entertain that.
Yeah.
But if their policies are ever enacted, the America we know of freedom, liberty, capitalism, entrepreneurialism that has literally transformed the world and advanced the human condition will end as we know it. That's why the book's called Live Free or America Will Die.
All right, folks, Sean Hannity joining us live on Jay Sekulow Live. The book, Live Free or Die, Hannity.com, Amazon.com, SeanHannityBook.com. Sean, thanks for being with us. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. It was great to have Sean Hannity on with us, and I thought it was just special for our audience to have that opportunity, as brief as it was, though, to get to ask Sean questions and to have him on as a guest of the broadcast. And, of course, we continue to take your phone calls on the broadcast today at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to get into a couple of issues. One, kind of a political update, which we haven't done as recently, about kind of the state of the race. There's been some shakeups on the Trump campaign. There's also been some more plans put out by Joe Biden. Kind of Sean Hannity was talking about how Joe Biden is teaming up with like Bernie Sanders and the AOC wing of, I guess you'd call, the Democrat Party now, to put together these plans. We'll walk through some poll numbers as well in key battleground states. And I want to take your questions too. Do you believe the polls that show that Trump is trailing in a lot of these states? Or do you think it is, you know, that there's a silent majority? Or, and listen, there are plenty of Trump supporters who believe there needs to be, and there are being changes made at the Trump campaign, a shift kind of in the campaign strategy. I will tell you, folks, I voted early on a Saturday. I took my daughter. We wore a mask, and it was for the Republican Senate primary in Tennessee. And there were some other elections on the ballot there as well, but that was the main vote, was the Senate primary, U.S. Senate primary for Republicans and Democrats. You know, you wore a mask. That's fine to go into the government building. They could, of course, require that. But I will tell you, the folks there did a great job. I mean, they are putting themselves out there, but they are wearing like the plastic face mask. They've got also mask on. Some of them had like doctors, like surgical gowns on with rubber gloves. You know, I get that you don't want to touch things, so you get your own pin that you throw away, like a big pin. You also get like a plastic, kind of like it looks like a straw that you use to touch the touch screen. So again, the process was done great. I don't want to say, I mean, those election workers did an excellent job. What I get nervous about is that if I was in that age demographic or medical demographic, how concerned I'd be if I saw that as I'm walking in. And of course, it's going to get a lot busier with lines. When I went with my daughter, it was the afternoon, they were just about to close. We were like one of just a couple people there voting, and it's very early in the early voting in Tennessee. So what happens when there's the big lines? I think that, you know, those of you who are vulnerable to this or in that age demographic and might get nervous when you see something like this, probably should think about requesting an absentee ballot because of your situation. And again, depends on your state. And, you know, I don't like the whole everybody should vote by mail issue regardless. But I do think that you will have, based on my experience, that if you are in one of those situations, if you're in that group that is considered most at risk, make sure you know the absentee ballot rules in your state so that you can apply early enough and so you don't miss that deadline. So we'll get into politics in just a minute as well. The broadcast, and take your calls about that, 1-800-684-3110. I do want to get an update from Than Bennett in Washington, D.C., because Than, as of this morning, I can report that we have had over 1,000 individual families contact us at aclj.org/help because they believe they may need the ACLJ's absolutely free legal service because of the school issue, the school closings issue, the virtual learning. So many. It's sad to see, but I'm glad we're doing what we're doing. So many special needs students who are not getting the assistance that they should under the federal law and state laws that protect them specifically. So we're working through all of that right now. And I'll go back through our legal strategy later in the broadcast about how we're kind of approaching this. If you think you're in that situation, folks, and you will be facing significant hardship, go to aclj.org/help. That's how you start the process. You'll be contacted by an ACLJ attorney. For those of you who have contacted us and may be waiting, what we're developing is a way to get more information from you in a very simple way so that we can handle these as quickly as possible. So don't think we're not responding as quickly as we can. We are just, again, we're happy and excited that we're at over 1,000, Than. But tell people, too, what is anything going to move at the federal level, like through the stimulus funding that may be the last real piece of legislation that passes in this president's term before the election? Could there be anything there for the schools, especially? And we're not talking about forcing schools to reopen, but for schools and school districts so that they can have that flexibility?
Yeah, Jordan, I really think there's a chance that there could be. Look, I mean, the same reason that we're encouraging parents to get out in front of this now and start planning for the various eventualities that might be facing them and their students. Jordan, it's why we're engaging the conversation here in Washington, D.C. as well. We've talked previously about trying to make as much flexibility for existing federal dollars for local school districts to sort of repurpose those dollars for this pandemic era. But Jordan, your question is really timely because the new stimulus that is now being debated in Washington, D.C. The Republican leaders were at the White House talking with the president and Secretary Mnuchin about it yesterday. The president's going to meet with Democrats later this week. That package, Jordan, as introduced or as proposed by Leader McConnell, actually has $105 billion in it specifically for schools. And I think that's a very good thing for this time period. Here's the thing that we're working on, Jordan, and all signs are good on this. We want to see that $105 billion able to provide the states with flexibility to enact the plans that you're talking about. If Utah has a slightly different plan to give flexibility to parents and to students than, you know, the state of New York does, we want to see that $105 billion accomplish that. So, Jordan, that is going to be moving here in D.C. over the next couple of weeks. I mean, you know this as well as I do. Anytime there's a $1 trillion package on the table, there's going to be some back and forth. These numbers are going to move a little bit. But, Jordan, I really do think over the next month there is going to be another stimulus passed, and the fact that Leader McConnell has laid down a marker right at the beginning that there's going to be more than $100 billion for school, Jordan, I think this is just another layer on top of what we've been talking about. I think it's part of the solution here.
We'll keep talking about it. I want to go to Leah's calling California online too. Leah, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Yes. My question is, I really do believe that the radical left has gone so far that they are awakening the sleeping giant. And I'm on Facebook alerting people. I think I've converted some from to vote conservatively.
Yep.
But besides that, what can we do? We don't know what to do. Can you suggest some things for us to do?
You know, I know Sean Hannity's got a new book out, Live Free or Die, August 4th. And I encourage you to get that. But I wrote a book. It's called The Next Red Wave. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And it is a grassroots plan for action. Now, it was pre-pandemic, but it was what we have to do at a grassroots level, at an organizational level, to win as conservatives. And especially now with potentially even the Senate in control of the Senate in jeopardy, and certainly a close race for the presidency, and a tough time to try and overtake the Democrats' control of the House. But at least you want to keep the presidency and the U.S. Senate. That's important, especially for Supreme Court nominees and many other issues. So I'd encourage you, get activated. Your local GOP group and conservative group, get involved in grassroots politics. And there's ways to do it even with the pandemic. Technology is available to you. The RNC will provide it as well. So check that out. You've got to actually do something and keep talking to your friends. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Thanks for joining us. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, share this broadcast with your friends and family. Click that share button now. It was great to be joined by Sean Hannity in the first half hour of the broadcast. His new book out August 4th, Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. You can go to Hannity.com, SeanHannityBook.com, or Amazon.com to pre-order the book. I've already done so, and I encourage you to do it. You know, we don't promote a lot of books on this broadcast, but I will tell you, anytime that my dad or I have had a book, Sean has been great not only about endorsing the book, but having us on his radio broadcast, his television broadcast multiple times. Even hosting his radio broadcast I've done before and was able to talk about my brand new book at the time. So I wanted to, of course, extend that opportunity for him. And, of course, we'll have Sean Hannity on anytime he'd like to join us on Jay Sekulow Live for his insight as well and expertise on the political issues and really the nation as he talks to so many people every day via radio and television. Really, I think, understands that you're kind of the heartbeat of the country. So, again, check out Live Free or Die. Pre-order it at Amazon, Hannity.com, or SeanHannityBook.com. I got that call, coming and saying, what can we do? How can we do something about the upcoming election? You can get involved. I want to go to Than Bin on this. Than, there are ways to volunteer, even during the pandemic, because of technology now. You can set up your cell phone where you can do it at home. You can do your own phone bank at home, and the RNC and your local state Republican Party, if you're a Democrat, the Democrat Party will set you up and set you up to do that. And in some states, they are doing door knocking, and so it kind of depends on where you live, where you are, and what phase of reopening you're at. But you can be involved whether you're doing it right from home and online and using your cell phone to do it. You can do your own phone bank, but they offer those opportunities. People don't just have to sit there, watch the news, listen to us, and feel like there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, Jordan, this has actually been true for a couple of election cycles now, more so each election cycle as we pass, even before the pandemic. Campaigns are looking for ways to get people activated from home. It's not only more effective, Jordan, it's, of course, more cost efficient for them as well. And look, I would maybe just zoom out a little bit. I mean, this is something that you and I have talked about before, but Jordan, I really, given the fact that the United States has the power of life and death around the world, I mean, the decisions that come out of this town, Jordan, really do impact life and death around the world. So I really think that as citizens enjoying that freedom, we have a duty, we have an obligation to exercise our freedoms and engage in the process, really, no matter what your political leanings are. But you're right, Jordan, especially now during this pandemic, even though in previous election cycles, campaigns would have made an effort to activate you from home or to activate you in a satellite way, Jordan, I can tell you they are now specifically doing that. Many of them aren't doing phone banks at all at a central location. Some of them are, but virtually all of them are trying to, if you want to participate and you contact them, they will find a way to engage you either from your home or from a satellite location. So I would encourage everyone listening, exercise your freedoms as an American citizen to get involved in the process. Don't only vote. I think that's an obligation as well, Jordan. I think you need to plan ahead to make that happen, but I think you need to do more than that. I think you need to participate in the process and use the freedoms that have been afforded to you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on politics, the race, where it stands right now, some of this new revelations too on Christopher Steele. I know we've got a call coming in about that. And the Russia investigation, will update you there, and Durham's investigation and what the Senate Judiciary Committee has uncovered in these FBI documents. It's shocking, folks. Shocking. As Lindsey Graham said, this was rumor at best, and the dossier relied on hearsay from a mystery man, and the FBI knew it. They knew it shouldn't be relied on. We'll take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. We'll also update you on all the representation we're doing and how we can represent you if you need it for these children trying to head back to school and stay with education. You know, we can do all this at absolutely no cost, represent all these clients because of your financial support to the ACLJ. Donate online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me just say again, too, you know, with now well over 1,000, and that number is going to continue to grow, folks, individual parents or legal guardians of children in K-12 or pre-K-12 public schools who believe they're going to be facing significant or substantial hardships because the schools are not reopening in person, or they don't have a plan at all yet, or they're going to do 2 days a week, but what are they going to do the other 3 days a week, and how's it going to work virtually? And yeah, will they give you the technology? And what if you don't have internet access and can't afford it? What about those that are facing tough financial issues, economically, I cannot afford to just add all of this on, you know, like childcare, if you've got a single parent or a single working parent or two working parents, transportation without the school bus system, the food program, we're looking at, you know, that as well. Some children, those are the meals they get every day that they're guaranteed. It's in many states, that's two meals a day. And a lot of states have those even after school programs. We're also looking, we've got a lot of requests that have come in. And this is so unfortunate that states aren't taking care of two people, I think, you know, and everyone should be treated equal. You know, there's a constitutional right to education in every single state in the United States. And it's because the 14th Amendment has the Equal Protection Clause. And that says that, you know, if you're a state and you enact a benefit for the public, then everybody in the public should have the benefit equally. So by having public schools for all people and all students – in that age range, you know, some states it's pre-K to 12, others K to 12, then they have to be equal. And that goes for those who are economically underprivileged. That also goes for those with disabilities. And you know, the two of the contacts that we're getting the most, I'd say, and, you know, we've heard from probably it's over 30 states now and over 1,000 individual families. But it's so upsetting to me because a lot of these contacts, and not all of them, but a lot of them, are the people who should be at the top of the priority list for where these schools should have been planning. Than they should have been planning on how to take care and figure out the situations for the kids They know the zip codes. They know the school districts who face the toughest economic hardships. They should have planned well in advance for the kids with special needs, whether it's like the caller who called in yesterday, whose daughter is blind and a junior, but can certainly go on to college, has done well academically, but now the only option for her is trade high school and not regular high school. So, I mean, those two categories, we have federal laws to protect, first of all, people with disabilities in education, the IDEA. States have them too. But also those who are underprivileged, then, the fact that states, and not every state, but so many states, did not figure out for those two categories initially and think creatively, to me it just shows how disgusting it is to have a public school system not really run by the public, but run by teachers' unions and politicians who are owned by those teachers' unions.
Yeah, Jordan, we talked about this on yesterday's broadcast, but states and school boards have an affirmative obligation to provide education for the students in their jurisdiction. And if you drill down a little more specifically, Jordan, the members of these school boards have an individual obligation to fulfill that mandate. And that does not change during a pandemic. And one of the things that's been the most disheartening to me is how frequently you have seen those people with a public obligation took on a mandate, Jordan, to provide this service, have instead resorted to telling the people in their jurisdiction what they won't do, what they can't do, what is impossible, rather than focusing their energies on determining how they are going to provide that service. Yes, we understand it's going to look different. And in fact, we're asking them to be creative and give parents options. We know it won't be as convenient as it has in the past. But Jordan, it's not like those tax dollars have turned off. Those tax dollars have continued on a federal level, on a state level, on a local level. And Jordan, and we talked about this in the last segment of the broadcast, but those school boards in those states are actually going to have additional dollars as a result of the pandemic, specifically to get creative. Right now, it looks like the next tranche is going to be $105 billion. So, Jordan, I just think the time for those school boards in those states telling parents what they can't do, I think that time is over. We're within a couple of weeks of school opening up, and they need to take their mandate. They need to take the taxpayer dollars that are available to them and turn the tables and say, okay, parents, here are the options that we are providing to you. We know we have an obligation to provide this service. We're going to work with you to make sure that your student has the educational needs met that he or she needs.
So we'll continue to take your questions to 1-800-684-3110. If you have questions about your situation and your student's situation, 1-800-684-3110, because we can then answer on the broadcast whether or not you're someone who should go to aclj.org/help to seek out our legal assistance. And folks, I just want to remind you, we're able to do all this at absolutely no cost to any of these individuals. And we're able to represent them all if we end up representing them legally. We do it at no cost. It costs nothing to contact us. It costs nothing for all the research that we do to the client to determine their situation and what causes of action they may have or what action we can take on their behalf. It costs them nothing if we represent them, even if we represent them all the way up to a state or U.S. Supreme Court. And folks, we are able to offer those services at no cost for all of these folks. We're able to do this radio broadcast and our television broadcast for you, for everybody, because of those of you who financially support the ACLJ. We're a nonprofit legal organization. So for those of you who are financially able to right now, this is a great time to donate. We have over 1,000 individuals right now only on this issue of schools. That's not all the legal issues we're working on. You know that. We just sued California on the singing ban, representing three churches at no cost there for places of worship, because we don't want a precedent to be set that state governors and state governments can go in and decide how you can worship. So we're able to do that at no cost because of those of you who financially contribute to the ACLJ. We're able to bring you all the information every day through all the social media and the web and our radio and TV because of your donations. That's how we can do all of this, folks. If you can donate, this is a great time to do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. and you can double the impact of your donation this month, because July, it's a very important month for the ACLJ because it's a matching challenge month. And that means that for every donation that comes in, we have a group of donors and supporters of the ACLJ who have said, you know, for every donation that comes in this month in July, I will match that. But they don't send in their donation. They don't match unless you make that initial donation yourself. You've got to take that first step, but you double the impact. Just examples. I know you've heard me say it before, but even $5, that's all you'd be charged at ACLJ.org. Tax-deductible donation. But it's like $10 for the ACLJ. 10 is like 20. You can do the math. 50 is like 100. 100 is like 200. 500 is like 1,000. So this is a great time to support the work. Think about all of the work that we're doing. And this is the midst of a pandemic. And we are just as busy as any time in the ACLJ's history. We've done, legally, whether it's been representing the president outside of our role of the ACLJ, in impeachment trials at the U.S. Supreme Court, pro-life cases across the country, the worship ban case, of course, now all these school cases, over 1,000 individuals contacting us. We'll be representing, I'm sure, hundreds or more of them, if not even a bigger number than that. I mean, literally, as those come in at aclj.org/help. But we're able to do all of it, folks, because of your support for the American Center for Law and Justice. Donate online today at aclj.org. Now, when we get back, we're going to get into politics directly. We have not really done a political update. I know Lance is calling in from Minnesota. We're going to take him first when we come back about this new information on the Russia hoax, because there is a lot of new information that's been released by the Senate Judiciary Committee and Senator Lindsey Graham, the chairman of that committee, about the dossier itself. The dossier that, quote, to quote Lindsey Graham, is rumor at best, totally based on hearsay. Even the main source for Christopher Steele, the main source, said, take all this with a grain of salt, and never thought it would actually be used for any kind of political or legal purpose. And yet these were the basis for FISA warrants to spy on whether it was Carter Page or to get a special counsel and spy on the Trump campaign. We're also going to talk political numbers as well. So we'll take your calls on that. And the school issue, if you've got questions, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we do all of this work for all of these clients at no cost because you support the work of the ACLJ. Donate online at aclj.org today. Be part of our matching challenge. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you got questions about the school issue, and if you think you might need our assistance, you can call in about that. We're also going to get right into politics, 1-800-684-3110. Before we get into the polls specifically and some of Joe Biden's recently released new socialist plan, and I mean that honestly, I want to take Lance's call because there's been some developments on the Russia hoax investigation by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Of course, you have John Durham, a U.S. attorney, doing a criminal investigation as well. Lance calling from Minnesota. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for holding on, Lance. You're on the air.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for taking my call. Say, I just wanted to know, with all the Mueller report, the Russian hoax, the fake impeachment, the whole deal with the Epstein deal on his island and all those involved, Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union, there's so much information and there's so much facts, not just hearsay nonsense, but facts, that all this stuff is actually been false and just wrong. What is the status of all these people that are involved in all these different situations? Yeah. What's the status of all this
So two things are going on, Lance. One, you've got, of course, the U.S. attorney, John Durham, investigating all of that. Now, U.S. attorneys do their investigations not just to write reports. They do it to bring they're doing criminal investigations. So they do work. They don't always bring them, but their focus is they're investigating whether crimes occurred and crimes that occurred that should be charged, that individuals should be charged. So you've got what the Department of Justice is doing. But then you also have what the U.S. Senate is doing, and more information has been declassified because Christopher Steele is actually in court right now in the U.K. And we've heard this quote, and this is in the Washington Times, but it came from Senator Lindsey Graham and the Judiciary Committee, a man of mystery in Moscow who fed the anti-Trump hearsay to Christopher Steele, so all of the dossier that the Clinton campaign and DNC paid for. He relied on 6 sources. We now know about them. 5 friends and some 30-minute call from an anonymous person he could never identify. That's in a newly declassified document. We also know that this man, who the U.S. government is not identifying the person by name in the document that was released, but they are describing exactly who about him, his characteristics. They call him his primary subsource, but really he's the architect of the dossier because he gave all the information to Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele wouldn't have had anything to put in a dossier without him. He's a Russian-speaking foreigner who circulates in Moscow's academic and consulting worlds and does research from home, hasn't been cooperating with the FBI. After feeding Mr. Steele these stunning allegations, he himself conceded to Steele, we now know, and he actually told the FBI that he took what his friend said, that's what he called his subsources, with a grain of salt. I mean, this, Than, to me, the FBI right there just should have been no FISA warrants. There should have been no special counsel.
Well, this was the primary subsource for the dossier, Jordan, and yet he himself admits that he doesn't have a network of sources. He just has a social circle, and he doesn't take notes. He just relies on memory. And by the way, he himself admits that the information can't be relied upon. What does the FBI do with that information, Jordan? They don't follow up. They don't confirm. In fact, they don't even interview the primary subsource for 4 months. They just proceed with moving ahead on the investigation based on the faulty information. So look, while the prosecutions might be coming out of John Durham's office, all of the information that continues to come out about how the FBI handled it, much of it coming through the Senate Judiciary Committee, just confirms the fact that the FBI decided what to do before they ever looked at the information. And Jordan, the last thing I would tell you about the Senate Judiciary Committee, I'm told that those conversations with the 53 individuals who got the subpoenas are continuing to happen behind the scenes. I think you're going to see more information come out. You are going to see some interviews done. I think you're going to see some some deals reached for testimony to be delivered. But Jordan, even before we get that, we know what happened here. The FBI made the decision regardless of what the information was. And in fact, in this case, they didn't even look for the information for 4 months. They just took it at face value.
Yeah, remember, Democrats like Adam Schiff, they loved quoting from this dossier back in 2017 as a way to attack the president. But, you know, it goes on because, and I think this is just, it's important to note that the main source here, we now know, for Christopher Steele said he never knew that Steele planned to put what he told him into official reports. He told the FBI he made it clear to Steele that he was repeating, quote, just talk and, quote, word of mouth and hearsay and, quote, conversations that he had with friends over beers. That was in January of 2017. In February of 2017, we now know that Peter Strzok of the FBI, who led the FBI's Trump probe, made the comment in a declassified document after the primary source had been interviewed three times. This is what Peter Strzok said, quote, recent interviews and investigation reveal Steele may not be in a position to judge the reliability of his subsource network. Really? So why did you keep pushing for FISA warrants? Why did you keep pushing to take down and spy on the Trump administration and push for a special counsel? So that information is being uncovered. Take a listen to Lindsey Graham, Byte 6.
The walls are closing in. People are beginning to talk. Remember in the affidavit, somebody told the court the subsource, the Russian guy, was truthful and cooperative. Nothing could have been more untrue than that. He was truthful, but he destroyed the reliability of the dossier. They misled the court. If you can find the person who said that, you're off to the races.
You know, so I want to continue this as well from Senator Graham. He said the document that had been released revealed that the primary source of Steele's election reporting was not some well-connected current or former Russian official, but a non-Russian-based contract employee of Christopher Steele's firm. Moreover, it demonstrates that the information that Steele's primary source provided him was second and third-hand information and rumor at best. So there's certainly more to this, of course, with Durham investigating it. Now, I wanted to get more into politics. We could do that tomorrow on the broadcast because I want to go really through Joe Biden's recently released plan for America. This is a socialist plan, folks, on many topics. But I want to take Susan's call from Idaho Line 4. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We'll get into Biden's plan. It's newly released and the latest polls tomorrow on the broadcast. Susan, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Susan.
I am very concerned about, you know, we can get all of this silent majority out and wake people up and, you know, but the Democrats will stop at nothing to steal the election. And I am very concerned about, like, mail-in voting and so on. What safeguards can be put in place?
They are being put in place. So they're being, I'm only cutting you off, Susan, because we're running out of time. They're being put in place by states. They're being put in place. I know like the RNC, they've got the election law teams and the campaigns have that to look at all those issues. Listen, I mean, I think there's going to be more options, you know, like earlier voting where I vote started earlier. And this was for the Republican and Democrat Senate, U.S. Senate primary. But you've got to be vigilant as well. And the campaigns have to take on that responsibility and the states. And remember, these are all elected officials. They're responsible to you. Again, Pamela wrote it on Facebook. How do we get parents back into schools? They got to get involved in elections. You choose your school board members. Support the work of the ACLJ, aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.